Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. This is your brother Santosh coming to you with yet another episode on the Blessed Life in Christ video and podcast series. Dearly beloved, we are actually right now meeting on Blessings at Noon, where I'm delivering the Word of God at every day, every weekday on at exactly noon. And today we are going to, by the grace of God, meditate a few verses from the 26th chapter of Genesis. And before that, let us bow down and pray. Dear God, we come to you in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, bless this time, O Lord. Bless this meditation, O Lord. Lord, teach us how to meditate your word and teach us how to be a blessing to others. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father. Amen. Dearly beloved, let me start reading from the verse 1. There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt, live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." The sixth verse says, "So Isaac dwelt in Gerar." And when we come to verse 12, we see, "Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous." Dearly beloved, today the topic of the message is how to prosper. And in the 13th verse, we see the man began to prosper and continued to prosper until he became very prosperous. Dearly beloved, I feel urged to take a look at the Strong's Concordance of this particular verse, and the King James Version says, "And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great." The word which is given here is the word used is gadal, and it means that to be large, to advance, exceed, excellent. These are the words which is given for this, and Brown River Briggs, the definition says, to grow, become great or important, promote, make powerful, praise, magnify, and do things. To grow up, to become great, and to be magnified. Dearly beloved, this is what happens when someone obeys the word of the Lord. You know, we are living in Corona situation, and we see the economy in very dire situation. People are losing jobs. People who are, who can still keep their jobs are being paid substantially below their salaries. And the economy is going downhill like anything. And generally, the situation is very, very grim. And this kind of a situation, What are we supposed to do? We are supposed to go back to the Word of God. And the Word of God very clearly says in chapter 26 of the book Genesis, it says, there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went into Abimelech, king of the Philistines, and to Gerar. And God says, go not down into Egypt. People, during those days, when they face a famine, they go to Egypt. And that is exactly what his father did. And he thought, Isaac too thought, that he is supposed to follow the footsteps of his father. But that is not how it went to be. You know, that is not how God wanted it to be. So God intervened. And when God intervened, and we see that Isaac obeyed the Lord, he gave heed to the word of God, and he sowed the seed, and he got back hundredfold harvest. Dearly beloved, even in this kind of a situation, what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to obey the word of the Lord. We are supposed to heed to his voice. And in in the fifth verse, now I'm reading from the King James Version, he says, because that Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. See, Abraham was very, very particular about obeying God. And God wants you and me to do exactly that. And we need to obey God. And obeying God means, what does obeying God mean? God, that is, we have to, number one, Jesus Christ has made the whole obedience thing very simple and easy. How? Because he reduced the commandments into just two. Number one, love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. And number two, love your neighbor as yourself. I'm sorry. When we do that, when we obey to these two commandments, we fulfill the law of God. And when we start obeying his word, God will automatically start blessing us. And that is exactly what God wants us to do. God wants us to be a blessing in this world. He did not come to take us into heaven. That is not the main purpose. What does it mean that I don't believe in a heaven? No, I do believe in a heaven, and I know that I will be a part of heaven. But that is not the purpose for which Jesus came into this world. How can I be so sure? I can tell you from two different things. Number one, the things which he started his ministry, and number two, from the when he was about to leave this earth. When he started this ministry, Jesus Christ, how did he start preaching? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is very near to you, so you have to repent. And finally, when he was about to leave this earth, he said, you proclaim this gospel. This gospel, where the kingdom of God is at hand, this thing should be proclaimed to the ends of the earth. And when he started teaching his disciples to pray, how did he teach them? In the very first prayer he taught them, he said, let thy kingdom come. Let his kingdom come. Come from where? It has to come from heaven to this earth. That is what God wanted. And like, I mean, everything should be done according as it is done in heaven. In heaven, there is no diseases. In heaven, there is no sickness. In heaven, there is no debts. In heaven, there is no, I mean, trouble. And all those things should come down to this earth. And that is exactly what God wanted this world to have. And not only that, we can also see that he is called as a second Adam. Whatever Adam lost to the devil, Jesus Christ came to restore it back to the humanity. Dearly beloved, so the idea is not to go to heaven, even though that is part of the package we got and we will be there. But the essential thing is we have to live a life which is worthy of his name. Which is worthy of his name. So, and that is why God says, you know, he gives all things for us to enjoy. Dearly beloved, in this corona kind of a situation, in this kind of a dire economic straits, we should start obeying the word of God. When we obey the word of God, we will be blessed. Thank you, and please continue to stay with me. If this episode is a blessing to you, please share it with others. Let us close this episode with a word of prayer. God, we come to you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for giving him on the cross so that we may be redeemed and restored. Lord, you have taught us a very good verse on how to be blessed and prosper. Lord, give us grace to obey your word. Let us obey your word and inherit all your blessings. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father. Amen. Thank you and praise the Lord. Please continue to stay with me. If you find this episode a blessing, please share it with others. Thank you very much. May God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow, God willing. Thank you. Bye.